The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Welcome back. You're tuned into The Wire on 95BFM. Yesterday, protesters gathered outside supermarkets across the country in response to rising supermarket prices. Demonstrations took place in Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch and Hauraki. This comes after last year the Commerce Commission found that large supermarket chains in Aotearoa are bringing in around $430 million a year in excess profits, which is more than $1 million a day. 95BFM reporter Ash Rose Redstone spoke to Action Station campaigner Max Harris on the scene at New World Metro on Queen Street in Tamaki Makaurau yesterday. She started by asking about the purpose of their protest action.
Today we're part of a national day of action that Action Station is running on corporate profits. The gist of it is that we all need an economy where everyone is thriving. And at the moment, some corporations like supermarkets are making mega profits. And the question we're asking is, as well as a cost of living crisis, are we in a rising profits crisis? And what we want to do today is say that one solution is to tax corporate profits more so that we can reinvest some of that profit back into the people who need our public services. So today we're focusing on supermarkets. I think this is something close to the heart of lots of people in New Zealand, but we also know that there are other corporations that are making a lot of money. So we know that banks, for example, we're standing next to an ASB at the moment, are also making very high profits compared to banks in other countries. Recent evidence released by Treasury showed that after COVID, really big profits were made by aged care and retirement village providers, also energy companies. So this is not a problem limited to supermarkets. It's about companies doing very well across the board. And we're saying taxing corporate profits is a fair way to respond to that.
So are you hoping just to raise awareness, or what else are you demanding of supermarkets today?
Yeah, I think lots of people have been experiencing higher food prices in the last couple of years. Not too long ago at my local supermarket, a cauliflower was selling for $14.50. So I think lots of people do know food prices have been high, and some people have a sense that something's not quite right. What we want to do is help join the dots on that and say, at the same time, we know supermarkets have been making mega bucks. So the Commerce Commission found that supermarkets are making $430 million in profit every year. That's more than $1 million a day. And what we're saying is that part of why those prices are so high is that supermarkets are, as well as facing higher costs, making bigger profits. And we want more people to know that taxing corporate profits is a solution to that.
The government just appointed their first grocery commissioner. To what extent do you think this will help the issue?
Yeah, we are glad to see the government acknowledging that this is a problem, and glad to see the government paying a closer eye to issues of competition in our duopoly and how supermarkets are operating. We'd like to see the government go further, and we think that taxing corporate profits is one way to do that. This goes beyond just setting up a grocery commissioner to making sure that some of that profits goes back into the public services we all rely on.
That was Action Station campaigner Max Harris on their calls for higher taxes on corporate profits.